The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
WTBQ. Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for hanging out with me once again on this beautiful Friday in the Village of Warwick. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And today, I'm expecting Dr. Neil Karna from Crystal Run Healthcare. He is an interventional cardiologist. And so they're going to be talking about heart disease and how it relates to the colder temperatures, which is very apropos because, of course, we are going into the fall season and eventually winter is coming. And so kind of like talking about the heart. Who doesn't like talking about the heart? So we'll give him an opportunity, him or her, I'm just assuming because I've never met this doctor, to get here. But before they do that, while we're waiting, I will do some chamber business because we've got a lot of things going on. I want to remind everyone, do not forget, we've been talking about this over and over and over again. We have our Orange Open, our 19th annual Orange Open. This year, we are swinging with Honor. And so all proceeds are going to be benefiting Honor, helping others needing our resources. And we're doing it at the beautiful West Hills Golf Club course located in the town of Walk Hill. Some people say Middletown, other people say the town of Walk Hill. It's definitely the town of Walk Hill. So we want to make sure that if you've not gotten your foursome, to sign up for a foursome. We still have foursome packages available. If you're not a golfer and you just want to hang out or you want to help with a great cause, we can offer you dinner. So just come out and have some dinner with us and have a great time. It is for a wonderful cause. And if you are a golfer, either avid or amateur, this is something that you can do and help at the same time. One of the stories that we like to tell is about some of the programs. They offer a lot of programs, drug intervention, helping families that are going in crisis to get back on their feet. And that's what it is. It's kind of a helping hand, and they've been doing that for such a long time. One of the things that's near and dear to our hearts is a program that they offered called A Friend's House. And that is actually a home for juveniles. Young adults. If a young adult is having a hard time and they need some place to stay, they get to stay at a friend's house. And the reason it's called that way is just in case they are asked, where are you staying? They can say, well, I'm staying at a friend's house. And they wouldn't be lying. And they wouldn't be embarrassed about it. We all go through ups and downs, and we want to make sure that we help our young adults get back on their feet. So this is a program that is offered by Honor, and we are honored at the Orange County Chamber of Commerce to be able to team up with this not-for-profit organization that's been helping the community for many, many years, and this is our opportunity to help them help others. So again, the West Hills Golf Club course located in the town of Walk Hill, it's going to be Monday, September 25th. And we are going to be swinging with Honor. It's our 19th annual event. If you want to sign up with us, send Erin Pasquale, she's a director of events and marketing, an email at erinp, that's E-R-I-N-P, at orangeny.com, or give us a call at the chamber at 845-457-9700. And I hope that you're going to come hang out with us. It's going to be, I'm going to predict it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. Another thing I want to mention, I am part of, the Chamber has different committees. We have the YIP committees, we have the Ambassadors Committee, we have the Consultants Committee, we have the Governments Committee, and Marketing Committee. As a member, you can be part of those committees, and it's a great way of networking with the businesses that we work with. So one of the committees that I'm part of is the MWBE committee. That's the Minority and Women in Business Committee. And this year, we are putting together a panel of women, business owners, local. And we're going to be at this event called Just for Her. The Just for Her event is going to be Wednesday, October 4th, and it's going to be at the Country Club at Otterkill, which is located at 100 Otter Road in Campbell Hall. And the Minority and Women in Business discussion panel, we're going to be doing our panel from 2 to 4 p.m., and it's sponsored by M&T Bank. So we want to make sure that we let people know that we're going to have Pamela from Pamela's on the Hudson, Debbie Major from Xylophone, Z-Y-L-O-F-O-N-E. We're going to have Kim Imholtz from KVI Uniforms, Lisa Ferreira from Superior Mortgage, and Judith Papel from Legal Shred. So if you want to be a part of that, give us a message at the chamber at orangeny.com or give me a call at 845-457-9700 for that event. We're going to take a little break. When we get back, we'll continue talking about Crystal Run Healthcare in Your Heart. Stay with us.
As a kid, I didn't think about safety, but as a mom, I think about it in our home, at the playground, and pretty much everywhere. So when Orange and Rockland has safety advice, I listen. They taught me how to detect a gas leak and to report it right away by calling Orange and Rockland, your local gas utility, or 911. They also remind me to stay away from downed power lines and alert them immediately. For more tips to keep you and your loved ones safe, visit ORU.com or call 1-877-434-4100. Orange and Rockland. Everything matters.
Introducing the SunPower Equinox Solar System. It starts with this. World record-setting SunPower solar panels. And this. A sleek new design that looks great on your roof. Plus, you can see your savings right on your smartphone. The SunPower Equinox System.
Let's go.
Working in harmony to help reduce your electric bill. Demand better solar. Ask for SunPower.
Get SunPower from Solar Maximum at solarmaximum.com.
Mountain Creek introduces Indiana Jones in your backyard. Tree Escape, their new aerial adventure park and ropes course. There are 10 unique rope courses that guarantee exhilarating outdoor adventures for children and adults. Bring the family, bring your friends, bring your coworkers and bond, or bring the love of your life. For more information, visit mountaincreek.com. In the meantime, check out Wacky Jackie's video update at treeescapemc.com. Now you're done with the rope adventure and want the thrill of a hole-in-one? Walk over to Mountain Creek's newly designed golf course, Great Gorge. Mountain Creek's delighted to offer three incredible George Fazio-designed nine-hole courses. Need golf goodies? Then head over to the Great Gorge Golf Shop, where you'll find classic men and women's apparel and accessories, as well as golf clubs and all those gotta-have things you never knew you needed. To learn more about Great Gorge's courses, the golf clubhouse and restaurant and bar, and other resort adventures, including the famous water park, head over to greatgorgemc.com or mountaincreek.com. Orange County Tourism invites you to join in all the fun events and activities in the county, starting with family fun in Tuxedo Park at the New York Renaissance Fair, Saturday and Sunday through October 1st. For tickets, visit renfair.com. Is sci-fi your pleasure? Then come to the Sci-Fi Festival September 22nd through the 24th at the historic Paramount Theater in Middletown. Or if classic films are more your taste, check out their list of great old movies at middletownparamount.com. Come to the Erie Station Museum in Chester Saturdays through October 28th for the Women's Suffrage Exhibit on the women who fought for the right to vote in New York. For information, visit ChesterHistoricalSociety.com. Want to play a scene from the Lucille Ball Show? Then roll up your cuffs and hitch up your skirt and have a barrel of laughs stomping grapes at the oldest winery in America, the Brotherhood Winery in Washingtonville. For more information, visit BrotherhoodWinery.com. For all the events in the county, visit OrangeTourism.org.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. Join me for Ask Dr. Phil. We're going to talk about what's important in your life. So listen up and start a change reaction in your life today. You're worth it.
Weekdays at 1:30.
WTVQ. And we're back. Thank you for hanging out with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And the good old doctor is here with me, Dr. Neil Khanna. He is from Crystal Run Healthcare. And today we're going to be talking on heart disease as is related to the colder temperature. Welcome.
Hi. Nice to meet you. Was it an adventure getting here? So
it was.
Happy that I'm here.
But once you finally got here, you realized how gorgeous the village of Warwick is,
very
right?
Very beautiful. Very beautiful. I actually trained in the city, and I was raised in Queens and Brooklyn. So this is a total change of pace for me, but it's really beautiful.
Yes, happy to be it here. Is. Actually, I was raised in the Bronx.
Oh.
And I moved here about 21 years ago. Wow. And I have not left.
I was born in the Bronx.
You were born in the Bronx?
I was born in the Bronx, yes.
And, but every time I have to do the trip in here to the Village of Warwick to come do radio on Friday, I love it because it's just a beautiful ride. I tell everybody they need to visit Warwick. So I'm glad you got to experience Warwick.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, doctor, you are a doctor of the heart. Yes. Cardiologist.
Yes.
Tell us, you know, give us a little story. People love hearing stories.
I don't know how much of a story I have.
You was like, I just want to be a doctor.
Well, you know, not quite. I was interested in cooking growing up, but then I realized quickly that that wasn't going to work out for me. But I always loved, you know, just in school, loved biology, medicine. And then the idea of helping people get better and feel better was such an important thing for me. So I slowly eased my way through it. It was it's a very long process to become a doctor.
I know, because I was going to be a doctor, but then I saw how long it was going to take, and I was like, forget it. I'll do radio.
Not a bad idea. Now, I tell people that you better be in for it if you want to go for it. So, you know, it took a while, you know, the thing that drew me to cardiology is really there's not that many fields in medicine. There are a couple where, you know, you're able to save somebody's life. Mm-hmm. I do interventional cardiology, which gives me that opportunity. And it's really such a rewarding experience for someone who's coming in with a heart attack with a blocked artery, right? And just feeling terrible or maybe not even conscious to be able to open that artery and give them a second chance at their health. It's really an amazing feeling. So that's what drew me to cardiology and interventional cardiology, and that's what I'm doing here at Crystal Run.
That's a superpower. That's a superpower right there, to be able to open somebody's heart and fix it and get it working again.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a superpower.
I think it is. I'm telling you, it's a superpower, doctor.
I'll take it then.
You know, I want to let people know this is a live show. Sure. So if they want to call in, they are free to call in at 845-651-1110 if they have a question for the doctor. But remember that we're just talking in generalities here. And if you really, truly need medical advice, you should consult your personal doctor.
Sure.
So your topic that you wanted to touch on was heart disease and how it relates to colder temperatures.
Sure. Yeah. You know, they asked me what I would like to speak about. And I thought that was it's a really important topic that sometimes is overlooked. You know, just as someone who deals with heart attacks and patients who come in with heart attacks, in the winter, you wouldn't believe the rates of heart attacks are so much higher. And especially in an area like this where there's going to be snowfall and there's a lot of land area that we may have to clear, you know, it's a really big risk. And so, you know, I just wanted people to know to be conscious more than in the summer, to be very conscious of their heart health in the winter, which means making sure you're on top of your blood pressure, making sure you're seeing your doctor regularly. And if you have any symptoms, to make sure you go see your doctor.
I think of it like a battery. You know, if you leave a battery out in the cold, it just starts losing its charge.
It's actually very similar to that.
I'm smart. I should have been a doctor.
You could do it both, actually. It's true. It is like a battery. And the thing is, when the weather gets really, really cold, your blood pressure goes up, stressful situations go up, your hormonal levels actually fluctuate. You have a higher level of something called cortisol that can stimulate a heart attack more so. So it's everything sort of combines into one. And I've said it before, unfortunately, I've had family members who have dealt with this and not successfully. But, you know, it all of a sudden you get a big snowfall. You haven't been active. You haven't been exercising. And then all of a sudden,
you're going to go out there and shovel.
Now you have to go shovel. You know, shoveling snow is even harder in certain situations than going on a treadmill and running, because you're working your upper body, your lower body, and people just want to get it over with, get back in, you know, drink their hot chocolate or something.
So they're not stretching beforehand. They're not pacing themselves.
No.
They're just going out there.
The key thing you said is actually pacing yourself. And, you know, people just want to get it over with. And, you know, if you really want to get back inside, you're going to really push yourself. And pushing yourself when you're not ready and you're in cold weather with the higher hormone levels, you know, maybe you're fighting a cold or the flu or something, it's a perfect recipe for disaster. And that's why a lot of people, you know, it's the classic story, someone shoveling snow and then develops the chest pain.
And they keel over.
Potentially. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Or at least they just feel really terrible. And if that is your situation, you should go to a doctor as soon as possible, or actually an emergency room as soon as possible, because that is the recipe for when we have small plaques in our arteries, they rupture and blow up when you have the perfect combination of things like high blood pressure in a stressful situation and working yourself out more than you're able to.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the patients that we see. And we have such a higher rate of heart attacks during the winter that I think people just need to know, pace yourself. Don't go crazy. Take it easy. If you're going to shovel snow for 5 minutes and take a break for a couple of minutes and then go 5 minutes more. Or if you're able to pay a kid to do it.
Exactly what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
I said, there's kids walking around with shovels.
Exactly.
Pay them to do it.
They could use the extra money. And you can do without a heart attack, especially if you have the history. So I say it all the time. I think I'm going to try to find someone to shovel my snow too, even though I'm not technically of that age yet. But we should really take it easy during the winter. And I really wanted to get that idea out there so that people know.
Now, one of the things that I think, you know, that I would like to cover is the differences. I was listening before to John Tesh. He does a radio satellite for this WTBQ, and we were talking about, you know, heart health. And the difference between men and women, the symptoms of a heart attack.
Yeah.
Could you touch on that and what the differences are?
You know, that's a great question. It's sort of a hard question to deal with. There's a couple of issues. One, if you have diabetes, and pretty uncontrolled diabetes, some of these symptoms are out of, you know, you just may feel unwell. You may feel sick, like you're coming down with something. You don't necessarily have to have the chest pain, because diabetes affects our nerves and it takes away your whole sensation. And so some people classically come in just with vomiting. They say, oh, I don't really have any chest pain, and they're having a heart attack.
Wow.
But that's okay, because of the diabetes. Now, for whatever reason, women are somewhat similar. Women do not come in classically all the time. They do not
grabbing their chest.
Exactly.
Like, okay.
And just saying, oh my God,
my
I think I'm having a heart attack.
Okay.
Or my arm is numb. They may just feel unwell. You know, they may feel like, oh, maybe a little twinge, or they may feel, I've been having more gas and reflux than I've been having before. Something just doesn't feel right. And if, you know, if something really doesn't feel right, people are very smart. And if they know their body better than anybody else, and if something just doesn't feel right and it's going on, and maybe you have more reflux than you had before, you should really get it checked out, because we don't know what's going on. And I don't know exactly what the reasons are. It might be hormonal, some people think, but women have different symptoms than men. Men typically will have that chest pain. We'll have that chest pain going down the left arm, and we'll have some of those classic symptoms, although not always. But women are much more likely to have different types of symptoms.
And not knowing and not being aware that it could be different. You know, women, I got to tell you, I think we have a higher tolerance for pain than men do. We tend to ignore the signs because we either have, you know, to take care of the kids, or we got things to do. We have a million and one things to do on our list, and we just don't feel well. We just kind of try to muscle through it and maybe potentially ignoring the signs that you're having some kind of problems with your heart.
Exactly. Yeah, I would agree. Women are stronger.
Yeah, we are.
I would agree.
I'm not going to argue.
Childbirth is something that we just do not deal with. So women are stronger, or possibly. But yeah, you know, they may have a lot of stuff going on. They may put it off. You know, you
or
worry
ignore,
about
ignore signs that you just don't feel well. Because,
exactly.
You know, think about it. If you go, oh, I feel like I have indigestion.
Yeah.
Maybe I just didn't eat something right. And you just kind of ignore it, pop a couple Tums and just ignore it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. But, you know, the telltale thing is that if it keeps happening, if you take a couple of Tums, maybe you feel a little better, maybe not, and then it happens again, you know, it should not keep happening like that. And if you have any of the associated symptoms, dizziness for sure, you know, sweating, and you're not sure why you're sweating. It's not overly hot or anything, but you're sweating. Maybe you feel your heart racing. Those don't go with reflux. And those are really symptoms that you need to be concerned that is there something else going on here? And maybe I should make a quick visit, you know, to the doctor, to your, you know, to your primary care doctor, if you have a cardiologist. And, you know, definitely if you have the risk factors, if you're over the age of 50 and or if you have diabetes or prediabetes or high blood pressure Or I think
history in your family.
I think family history is probably one of the most important things. You know, I've seen people who take great care of their health. Mm-hmm. They have perfectly controlled blood pressure. They're running. They run circles around everyone around them. But, you know, they have, you know, their father had a heart attack in his 40s, mm-hmm. or something like that. And then they come in with a heart attack because that family history, that genetic component, we cannot run, you know, outrun it. Mm-hmm. It catches up with us. So if you have that family history also and you're feeling some sort of symptoms, you really need to keep your eye out and really be on top of that.
It's good to know because, like I said, a lot of times we are kind of programmed to think this is the way a heart attack should look.
Yeah.
You know, you grab your chest, your arm's going numb. So to know now that the symptoms for women could be a little different,
sure.
it kind of the awareness
and men too. To a much, much lesser degree, but men can have different symptoms also. You know, those patients who are grabbing their chest and just can't move and have that classic pain, they come to the hospital in most cases. They know that that's the classic thing. We've seen it on ER, on TV.
And yeah,
we've
right.
seen, you know, we've seen it on everything, but those other patients who don't have that classic symptoms, those are the ones that we really want to get the word out there that, especially during the winter when the rates are much higher, if you're just not feeling well and something's off and, you know, maybe you have more reflux, that we really should take a look at it.
Now, is that something that you would say emergency room worthy?
You know, that's a good question. You know, a lot of the emergency rooms are overburdened. I think if you have any of the associated symptoms, vomiting, dizziness, feeling your heart racing, you should go to emergency room. Those are worrisome symptoms. If you had a bout of chest pain, then it went away, you feel pretty good right now, then make an appointment with your cardiologist or your primary care doctor who may hook you up with a cardiologist, a heart doctor to see you. You know, if the pain is away and you feel relatively well at that point, you can come and you can see us and we can recognize basically, we can do an EKG, we can do some blood work, we can really recognize whether something else is going on. But if you have any of those other worrisome signs, sweating, feeling your heart racing, you really should go to emergency room. They're more equipped than the office to deal with something a little more dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the typical tests that are, I mean, are you checking enzyme levels? What is it that you're checking to see if the person had a heart attack?
The classic test is the EKG. We do the EKG. You know, that's all we're trained in our boards, on all our exams we take in. That's the thing that kills people, is the EKG, because it's so important. And it's such a quick test to do. So if there's something serious going on, we can pick it up on the EKG a lot of the time. And that's the first test we'll do. I don't, you know, just in my office, and I know all other cardiologists, we don't see a patient before we have an EKG, because it just tells us so much information. And then there are blood tests that are very sensitive nowadays where maybe the EKG is borderline or doesn't look like mm-hmm. very dangerous, but there's tests, blood tests that can test enzymes in your blood mm-hmm. that come back, you know, within 20 minutes.
Did you hear that, people? I said enzymes. I was right.
Oh, did you?
Wow. I should have been a doctor.
You can probably teach me some stuff, but those enzymes, you know, they're elevated even in small heart attacks, or maybe something is brewing.
Right.
You know, something's been brewing for a couple of days. It can pick up even the smallest leak of heart attacks. As a result, sometimes we see patients who people think it's a heart attack, but really they just have a small amount of the enzyme that could be leaked for a bunch of other reasons, but it's better to know.
Right.
And so if you're worried about it, even in the office, you know, if someone's complaining of some vague type chest pain, a lot of times I'll do an EKG, I'll send this blood test down to our lab at Crystal mm-hmm. Run. We have labs right in our buildings. And, you know, within 20 minutes, we can get a result and we can reassure the patient, you're not even having a small heart attack right now. We may need to look further at whether there's a blockage, but right now you're not having a heart attack.
That's it's a fabulous tool to have. And we're going to talk more about what's available through Crystal Run Healthcare, because it's like a one-stop shopping. I want to touch on that. We're going to take a little break. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. We'll be right back.
Bacon, egg, and cheese burger. From the kitchen table in New York City, I'm Rachel Ray, and this is Rach on the Radio. A burger you can legitimately eat for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Or taking the good old from the deli or the bodega you call and order in the morning, bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and we're adding a burger. And then I'm adding my crispy potato patties, all stuffed in there. I'm gonna grill up some tomatoes just like they would on a flat top grill. I've just flipped our thin patties, all beef patties with a dash of Worcestershire, kosher salt, and black pepper. Super thin, so when they shrink up, they'll still be the size of the bun. I roll with straight up American cheese on this one. Two slices for proper coverage in my book. Bacon is baking, fried eggs to go up on top.
For this recipe and more food tips, go to RachelRayShow.com. All new Monday, it's spaghetti night from the kitchen table in New York City. I'm Rachel Ray.
You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting as many as you need for $0 a month from Sprint. That's right. Get the best-selling Motorola phone from Sprint for $0 a month for all with Sprint Flex. Plus, with Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. Visit your local Sprint store, go to Sprint.com/free phones, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Sprint. Works for me. Subject to credit, $30 activation fee, 18-month leases, and new line. Up to 10 Moto E for $0 per month after $605 per month credit applied within 2 bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Best price compared to national carrier rates for similar unlimited plans. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Dawson Motors, Warwick's largest and oldest independent automotive facility, has been family-owned and operated for over 33 years. Their service department can professionally repair any model of car, van, or truck with certified service technicians and the latest computer diagnostic equipment. They offer tire, wheel, and battery sales, four-wheel alignments, New York State inspections, Saturday service appointments, a free customer shuttle, and also accept all major credit cards. The Dawson Motors sales department is equally impressive. All pre-owned vehicles are hand-selected by the Dawson family and thoroughly checked over and serviced. They take trade-ins, provide easy financing, and offer extended warranties on all qualified pre-owned vehicles. The car buying experience at Dawson's is truly stress-free, relaxed, and enjoyable. Call Dawson Motors today at 845-986-8558 or visit them at 45 Oakland Avenue in Warwick or online at DawsonMotors.com.
This is Zach Crux, sports director for WTBQ. Tune in every weekday morning to the Frank Truatt Morning Show to get the latest news, scores, and info about your favorite teams and players. That's every Monday through Friday on the Frank Truatt Morning Show, right here on WTBQ.
WTBQ weather.
Intervals of sunshine and clouds this afternoon, muggy as well, with a high temperature in the upper 70s to around 80, and there could be a few spots that see a shower or thunderstorm. For tonight, it'll turn partly cloudy, some areas of fog developing again, low to mid-60s by morning. For tomorrow, partly sunny, just the slightest chance of an afternoon shower, we're back near 80. Then partly sunny, low 80s on Sunday. In the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ken Elliott.
WTBQ.
And we're back. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here on this beautiful Friday afternoon on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And I've been hanging out with Dr. Neil Khanna from Crystal Run Healthcare,
yep.
Cardiologist. We're talking everything heart, especially when it comes to cold temperatures.
Yes.
When we went on break, we were going to touch on a little bit about Crystal Run and how you decided to be part of that practice.
Sure. Well, I mean, like I told you, I grew up in New York, although much more south. I grew up in Queens and Brooklyn and the Bronx. So I wanted to stay in New York. My family's here. To be honest, my wife was working for Crystal Run, so, you know, she wins, she wins again. So she recommended, she was very happy in her job, and I really liked, the idea of Crystal Run. You said one-stop shopping. In a sense, you know, that is true. You know, I've seen patients who that I've been really worried about in the office, and there's so many tests that we can do within that day, instead of sending patients, you know, come, you know, go to this hospital and get this done, then come back and see me. You know, a lot of people don't want to go for a run around. It's very inconvenient, and they may be worried about their health. They're worried about driving. So, you know, at Crystal Run, they're so equipped to deal with so many different situations and a lot of people who know what they're doing. So for someone who's starting to work there, for me, you know, it took very little time for me to feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. And for me to feel, most importantly, comfortable that the patients that I see, that I know they're getting good care from the time that they come in to the time that they leave. There's really, we try to minimize things lost. We try to minimize confusion. Obviously, we're not always successful because medicine is a difficult field to coordinate everything. But I was really happy about that with Crystal Run. And with that extra tug from my wife, I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to start out my career here and hopefully be with Crystal Run for a long time.
So how long have you been with Crystal Run? How long have you been practicing medicine?
So, you know, medicine's a long time. I graduated med school more than 7 years ago or 8 years ago. But I trained in medicine for 3 years. Then I trained in cardiology for 3 years in Brooklyn at State University of New York. And then I did cardiology training at Westchester Medical Center. And then I was in the city for the last year doing these procedures, intervention at Lenox Hill. So I just joined Crystal Run in July, the beginning of July. So I'm new up here and just starting out my practice and getting acclimated to the area and the beautiful scenery here. So, short period of time, but things are slowly growing.
Good. Your wife said, come on here. You will like it.
She said, you have to come here. Yeah. Something like that. Something. You better come here.
You better start working here. Yeah. So what does your wife do? Is she a doctor?
She's an endocrinologist, yeah.
Oh,
she works
nice.
With Crystal as a, she deals with diabetes, and so we deal with a lot of the same issues. You know, she doesn't deal with heart attacks necessarily, but she deals with patients who have a lot of the conditions that can lead to heart attacks. So I would say if,
so you guys can like bounce ideas from off of each other.
Somewhat. I'm not that great with dealing with diabetes and I'm sure she doesn't feel that comfortable with EKGs either. You know, medicine has become very specialized, but for sure. Yeah. If she does her job really well, then I'll have less patients, which I'm happy with because then they'll have better health. If you control your diabetes and you control your high blood pressure, then your chance of developing heart disease is much less, which is key.
So what offices do you work out of? Like Crystal Run is all over the place.
Right.
So which locations are you?
So I'm primarily in the Newburgh office.
Okay.
So I'm there 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. I also round and see patients and do procedures at St. Luke's at Cornwall and Newburgh. So for the patients in Newburgh, it's very convenient. We can do the procedures there that I talked about at that hospital, and then I see them afterwards in Newburgh. I also, on Mondays, and the schedule can change a little bit, but less of the time, I'm in Monroe. So close to Middletown, close to a couple of different areas. So I see patients in Monroe there. So
right on 17M.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if it's more convenient for patients, then I'm happy to see them there when I'm there. In terms of my procedures, I was talking about those cath procedures that I do. I do them both, like I said, at St. Luke's and at Orange Regional Medical Center. A lot of people know Orange Regional.
Oh, yeah.
In the area, they have a great lab there, as does St. Luke's also. So I do procedures at both places. So I'm a little bit all over the place, which I'm happy to go for drives in this area.
Of course. It's Orange County. It's beautiful here.
Of course. Yeah. And less traffic than the city. I'm very happy. Although I did run into some traffic today, which is surprising.
Coming into Warwick, everybody gets excited on the weekends.
I think so.
Because there's all kinds of stuff to do
here.
People
are coming and delivering. I saw a couple of trucks delivering stuff and driving very gingerly, which is
gingerly.
Not used to. But yeah.
Well, it's great. It's great to have you here with us. So I just want to remind everyone that I'm speaking to Dr. Neil Khanna. He's a cardiologist with Crystal Run Healthcare. We are live, so you have a question, 845-651-1110. But remember, if you really need to see your doctor, you really should see your doctor. This is just kind of a little bit of medical information that we're providing, some advice. And when we went on break, you had mentioned about blood clots.
Yes.
Let's talk on that because I think people sometimes ignore them.
Yes. So, I mean, the situation is you can have blood clots anywhere in the body, and they're not necessarily clots that go somewhere, although that can happen also. But we were talking about how you can really have blockages in any of the arteries of the body. I deal with predominantly with the heart and with heart attacks and with people who get chest pain, but you know, one of the most rewarding things that I do and that I've been trained in doing is dealing with blockages in the legs. And people often don't think about this that much, that you can have a blockage in one of the arteries of the leg, and that can cause a lot of the same symptoms. Instead of chest pain, you'll be getting leg pain. So I see some patients, and I've seen in my training also patients who complain when I talk about exercise, and they say, I just can't exercise because I get this nagging discomfort in my calves every time I walk around. And I'm like, oh, so does it stop? You know, does the pain go away when you relax? And they're like, yes. So those are some of the signs that you have blockages also in your legs too. And unfortunately, it's classic in people who smoke. People who smoke and have diabetes, they classically have this. And what it leads to is you have blockages in your legs, you develop that leg discomfort, and you're like, you know what, I don't want to go for that long walk. Or I don't want to, you know, go out and walk the dog all over the place because I get that nagging pain in my leg, and they become less active, and then the disease progresses more and more. So, you know, I just wanted to raise the awareness that that is an issue, and there is stuff we can do about it now. Traditionally, in the past, you would have to go for a surgery and get a bypass, which I understand patients are, you know, reluctant to do. But now there's catheters and there's procedures that we can just make one small injection, like we do with a heart catheterization, and we can go, and without a surgery, we can open up those blockages in the legs too. So, you know, especially with the winter progressing and people getting less active, and I'm about to go into hibernation also. So, you know, with getting less active, those blockages in the legs can become even more significant. So I would say if you have those nagging pains, if you just can't be as active as you want because you have those nagging pains, or maybe you have, you know, cuts and sores on your legs that don't heal as much, and maybe you smoke, you know, those are things we should have looked at, and there's tests we can do to decide, you know, is this a blockage in the leg that's causing all of this?
How do you identify where the blockage might be? Is there like a special Superpower 3, you know, transparency machine?
There are superpowered machines now, but obviously those are more involved, and, you know, insurance companies go crazy with them. But there's a lot of simple procedures that we can do, you know, taking the blood pressure on your upper thigh with a blood pressure cuff, like how when you go to a doctor, and then take and comparing it to your lower leg. If there's a difference in the blood pressure, we can say there's a blockage in between these two blood pressure cuffs. So, you know, there's very simple tests that we can do and we can compare it to that we can do quickly in the office that can tell us, I think that there's a blockage in this area. And then we can do an angiogram, or we can do an ultrasound or a CT scan to further look at that. Or, you know, ultrasound is a quick test that we do in the office pretty routinely, and we can read that. And we can say that, you know, I think the patient has a blockage here, and that's why they're having all this discomfort, and that's why they can't walk, or this is why they have that nagging ulcer on their foot that just isn't healing. Mm-hmm. It's because they have a blockage, and none of the medication and the antibiotics can't get to that blockage because there's no blood flow down there. So there's numerous tests that we can do. And if you see a cardiologist or even a doctor who does vascular procedures, they can decide what the best test for you is.
How do you know what kind of doctor to choose? You just mentioned, I'm thinking a doctor does a vascular procedure would be a cardiologist. How do you know which one you should be consulting?
You know, that's where your primary care physician comes in so handy, and even endocrinologists who deal with diabetes, who see so many of these patients, they really know that who deals with these
specific areas.
Areas, yeah. Nowadays, a lot of cardiologists who have been doing these procedures for heart attacks for years are getting trained to also do them for the legs. And I was trained personally to do them for the legs also. It's very similar. It's opening up a blockage, using the same types of catheters. So generally, for vascular problems, for blockages and discomfort, a cardiologist will be able to handle a lot of those things. But we can leave it up to the patient's general doctor, who really is that person who knows the patient really well, to send them to the doctor that they think is most appropriate for that.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you a question. It's kind of like a fun question.
Sure.
So you've got your hands around a heart, right?
Yeah.
Any fun stories about, you know, dealing with a heart? I mean, your first experience?
Well, my first experience was in a frog, classically. Okay. So, you know,
I think we've all done that.
I think we graduate from frog to cat to pig, and then ultimately to human beings, because you don't want to be holding a human being heart, because then something very different has happened. So I as an interventional cardiologist, I don't hold hearts.
Okay.
So we do everything through catheters. So we get up to the heart, we open up blockages in the heart, but we don't do any cutting.
Oh, okay.
So it's classically the CT surgeons who open up the chest and hold the hearts. But in my training, obviously I've seen hearts up front, and it's really... It's an amazing experience.
I can only imagine.
Exactly.
This is life right here.
That is life. That, you know, without that organ, or without that organ working well, we can't exist. Mm-hmm. And it's such a powerful feeling. And it really goes to show, you know, a lot of people take their health for granted, but the hearts that I've seen in training, for example, unfortunately are on patients who have donated their bodies after they've passed on. So, you know, for doctors of the future to learn, to learn how to deal with patients. And you see the effect that having heart disease for years takes. You know, I've seen healthy hearts that are very small and are normal sized, actually. And then I see huge hearts that basically don't even fit in within my hands, because when you have disease in the vessels of the heart gets bigger and bigger and bigger to compensate for
so
that.
So it's not love. It's actually a disease.
It's actually a disease or a combination.
Gosh, or a combination.
Or a combination.
All right. Well, we're going to take a little break, and when we get back, we're going to let people know how they can reach you and Crystal Run Healthcare. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. We'll be right back.
Piranha Grill is a five-star food truck that creates home-cooked, delectable food, serving breakfast and lunch, including yummy donut muffins, egg sandwiches, burgers, freshly made French fries, and Piranhaissimos, which is chicken or pork with provolone, onions, and peppers on a roll or in a pita. Chief cook Renee uses organic ingredients and sources everything locally, including the truck. Renee, a 20-year Navy veteran, brings yummy to your neighborhood. Whether for a party, an event, or a festival, contact Renee on Facebook at Piranha-Grill.
My great-great-grandfather didn't have electricity for most of his furniture-making years, so I know he never dreamed of combining electricity and furniture. Hi, this is Keith Millspaugh of Millspaugh Furniture of Walden, Warwick, and Poughkeepsie. Today, I'm emphasizing the benefits and comfort of combining electricity and furniture in reclining sofas, chairs, and sectionals, as well as in adjustable beds. Every piece has countless positions to explore as you search for the gratification of finding your perfect zone. For the ultimate in cozy, caressing comfort, come to Millspaugh Furniture to experience the advantages for sitting, lying down, watching TV, relaxing, and sleeping. Millspaugh Furniture is always focused on the non-disposable story, so you can be assured that your luxurious electrical experience will be enjoyed by you and your family for years to come. Combine comfort with confidence at Millspaugh Furniture now and luxuriate in a new world of coziness. That's Millspaugh Furniture, where we've been offering non-disposable furniture and mattresses since 1858.
The Rock Underground,
a performance-based music school in Greenwood Lake,
is offering private music lessons and weekly group rehearsals.
And at the end of the musical rainbow,
you could be part of a live performance.
Start now by calling the Rock Underground today.
And schedule your free 30-minute trial lesson
at 845-595-1801.
Or stop by and talk to Matt
at 729 Jersey Ave in the village of Greenwood Lake.
Turn the pages back to another time at Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop. Enter and you'll feel the comforting environment of what bookstores once were. Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop is a place to come browse, feel, smell, and simply enjoy a good book. In the presence of a wealth of knowledge and stories, you're warmly invited to open the books that will transport you to other worlds and times. At Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, you'll find everything from new releases to rare old books. Whether you're looking for fiction or nonfiction, it's all there at Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, 31 Main Street in the heart of the village of Warwick. Call 544-7183. And remember, that great book you just read on your Kindle, You can't pass it along to family or a good friend. Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, where pages really do turn.
This is attorney Bob Krahulik of the law firm Beatty & Krahulik, the lawyer guy here on WTBQ Radio. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 noon for the latest legal advice and tips. We're taking calls and giving answers to all your legal questions right here on WTBQ. WTBQ.
And we're back. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on this beautiful Friday afternoon on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. I'm Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and I have been hanging out with Dr. Neil Khanna from Crystal Run Healthcare. He is a cardiologist, and we've been talking everything heart, and he just told me that when the Grinch stole Christmas and his heart was growing bigger and bigger, it didn't really necessarily mean he was getting a
no.
Warm
and his
heart.
Green color also was not. That's
that
not a good
been an
sign.
Indicator. Right
that's
there.
It. That's it. You should go see a doctor if you turn green. Yeah.
So we are live. So if you have a question for the doctor, 845-651-1110. But I want to make sure that I remind everyone, you are from Crystal Run Healthcare. And Crystal Run Healthcare is actually a diamond partner for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. So every month we have a doctor, a different doctor, talking about different things on with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise. You can visit their website at crystalrunhealthcare.com, or you can call them. I believe I use Crystal Run Healthcare. I believe their number, the general number, is 845-703-6999. And I'm pretty sure that's right, and I'm pretty impressed with myself. I was told to ask you this question, and I think we kind of touched it in the beginning, but if you hadn't become a doctor, what would you have liked to have been?
So, like I said before, I always wanted to, I still watch the Food Network religiously, yes, and then get hungry and then eat a ton. But I would be a chef if I could. Maybe it is something with the cutting and preparing something, but I love food. I love to eat food, and a little less than eating, I like to make food. So that's what I would be.
So who cooks at the house? Do you do most of the cooking, or does your wife?
Neither of us.
Okay. I'm impressed.
ShopRite
does most of the cooking.
No, we sort of split it up, and I make more of the weekend meals.
Okay.
When I have time, and then she handles more of the weekday thing. She's a very simple eater. I like a little more complex stuff, but we split it up.
Well, just so you know, here in the Village of Warwick, we have a lot of fine restaurants that you might want to check out.
I've heard that.
So if you need to eat out, you need to check this place out.
Of course, yes. And the wineries, of course.
Oh,
yes,
yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, you don't want to miss them either. We have a lot of them in Orange County, and they're wonderful. In fact, we do like the Shawangunk Wine Trail.
Oh.
And so, you kind of go through different wineries and taste them all. So
nice.
We want to make sure, tell people again, you're predominantly in Newburgh. And so what's that location?
So that's located on Route 300, 1200. 1200 is the number, and it's on Route 300. So it's out there. I see, it's right across from Walmart.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, I love the blue that Crystal Run has. It uses in all of their logos.
Yep. It's a very nice design. And, the designs of the building, I have to really say, they're designed perfectly so that, it's meant to streamline patient care, get somebody with the minimal amount of confusion possible. And it's a new building, so they had the luxury of making sure they built it the way that they thought it should be built. So, yeah, it's that big building there right across from Walmart. I was getting my hair cut up here a little while ago, and someone was saying, that building across from Walmart. People know Walmart.
That's usually the landmark that you use for anything. It's right. Near Walmart.
Yeah, exactly. So it's in a pretty busy area there in Newburgh. So, that's where we do most of our work.
Okay, so crystalrunhealthcare.com. They have a very, actually, user-friendly website. I've moved around in it before. So if you want to, research a doctor, get some information, get some tips on anything, you go onto their website, very user-friendly, and I recommend it. So speaking of tips, we talked about, you gave a couple of when you were talking about, being aware of your heart, especially during the cold weathers. So let's just go back on a couple of tips you as a doctor you'd like to usually give your patients when you see them.
Sure. The number one thing is don't take your health for granted. If you have symptoms that are worrisome to you, you should bring it up to a doctor. And, we've been trained to to decide and be able to see whether the actual complaint is serious or not. And that's our major job. We want to make sure that we're not missing anything serious. So, you know, don't take your health for granted. Please exercise, eat healthy.
And some exercise. I mean, a lot of people think they get the word exercise and they think that they have to do strenuous exercise. And, you know, just getting up and walking, even if you do it for like 10, 15 minutes, just a little bit of keep yourself moving.
Sure.
It kind of keeps the blood flowing.
It actually does keep the blood flowing.
There you go. It keeps your battery charged.
Exactly. That's why, you know, most of the problems that we pick up with the heart or with the legs are when people exercise, because that's when your body needs the blood. That's when it's really pumping. And then that's when you figure out if you have a problem or not. So, you know, exercise, keeping active, and just simple walking, you know, just staying active is such a big thing and keeps the body in shape and keeps the body toned. And if there's a reason you can't exercise, we should see if there's something we can do about it to be able to help you, you know, be more active. And I think that's the key. And then, like I said, during the winter, take your health even more seriously. Even, you know, get your flu shot. You know, the flu season is coming around, and heart disease, everything is worse with the flu. You know, we see a lot of heart attacks in patients who have the flu because it's your whole body's inflamed. You're just not feeling well. So, you know, get your flu shots and try to stay active during the winter, but not too active when you're shoveling that snow. Take breaks. Stay hydrated and
pace yourself.
And pace yourself. That's the key thing. But don't think that you can't do anything during the winter. Try to stay active. No matter what you do, just try to do something.
And I just want to remind everyone of the common misconception, which is that people that are healthy and eat well and work out, they believe, well, I eat well and I'm healthy and I. But the fact is, you really should be aware of your family history, because if you have a history of heart condition, that's something you should be, you know about.
Sure, yeah. Like we said before, family history is super, super important. I even young patients that I see, if I hear that they have a serious family history, I take everything a lot more seriously, because that genetics, for better or for worse, is one of the major contributors to who we become, both in our health and as people. So, so take that seriously. See your doctor. You know, if you're healthy, you can see your doctor once a year, and just make sure that, you know, there's people who eat great, but for some reason have very high cholesterol levels.
I've heard that before as well.
It could be a genetic thing that you just have where you're not clearing the cholesterol as well. So it's something you should get looked at, and just make sure that you're of good health, even if you feel like you are.
Have you ever experienced having like a young patient? I mean, we've been talking mostly about people above, you know, 50, older people. But is heart disease something that you see in people younger?
It is. You know, in younger patients, if we're talking about really young, in their 20s or even earlier than that, a lot of the conditions that they have with the heart are congenital. They're born with them.
Okay.
And maybe they don't, maybe it's a small connection in the heart that wasn't picked up before, that they were born with, that never corrected itself. And we may pick it up at a later age when they start to feel short of breath. And those things we can pick up very easily with just listening to the heart with a stethoscope, our trusty tool there, or doing an echo, a sonogram of the heart. We can pick it up very easily. So, yeah, it's of all ages, and it's something we should definitely keep an eye on.
That's wonderful. It's great information, and I want to make sure that people know Dr. Neil Khanna is at Crystal Run Healthcare. If you want to, you know, reach out to him, if you like what you hear and you want to, you know, speak to the doctor directly. But, I mean, Crystal Run is a huge medical practice, and they have all types of doctors that you can see. It's like I mentioned before, one-stop shopping. You can get it all done. And I think one of the reasons is because they want to make sure that if you have to take care of something, you don't have to leave the location to get it done. You can get it done the same day, sometimes the same day, get the lab work and everything. So Crystal Run Healthcare, a diamond partner of the Chamber of Commerce, and we want to thank them for every month giving us the pleasure of having a doctor with different expertise to talk to. So I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me here today on the beautiful village of Warwick. Make sure you bring your lovely bride to hang out with you at one of our local restaurants. And I want to thank you for joining me here today.
Thank you.
I hope you had fun.
I did.
Yeah.
This was an experience.
Good.
Yes.
Absolutely. And we learned a lot. I think so. Thank you for listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Have a nice weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week.